Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
30277.
You said 30277? Hello?
Pardon me?
You said 30277?
Yes, that's correct.
And what was that first and last name, please?
Gary Miller.
Thank you
I'm
for
calling
that.
because we have a charge on our credit card and we can't remember what it is. If you could tell us what this company is.
Can I have you just confirm that shipping address so I can discuss details of the account for you today?
385 Maple Dale Trail, Sharpsburg, Georgia, 30277.
Thank you for that. Did you order a dash cam?
A what?
A dash cam? It would have been back in December for $7.95 or $7.45 for the first item. The first item is free, and then you have ac then that comes with access to our gadget store, which does come with a $49 a month charge to receive more products there that are discounted.
No, he didn't mean to get that, I'm sure. Gary, it's a dash cam for 745. Did you get that?
Oh, it was 7:45. Yes, I did.
And then 49.95 comes with being able to order other gadgets.
49.95 does what?
The 49.95 gives him back. Here, let me put him on the speaker. Hold on a minute.
So it would have. Oh, I'm sorry. Just let me know.
Yes, I'm here.
So the $49.95, when you get the first product, through our gadget store is free. You just pay the shipping and handling. But then it also explains in the terms and conditions that that comes with access to our gadget store where you get more products, anything from kitchen appliances to electronics to, you know, products you can use outside or, you know, things like the dash cam and stuff like that.
Ma'am, this was, I filled out a survey for a company. And that's what gave me that $7.45 item, which I'm sure costs a little bit more than that. If I would fill out the survey, I don't remember seeing anything about an additional $49.95. And I will certainly return this item to you for that. I am not going to pay that $49.95. I will call my credit card company today and have that canceled off of there because I did not see that any place on there. It must have been in very small print. Somewhere you didn't see it, because the $7.45 item that I got was for filling out a survey for somebody, for doing a survey, answering a bunch of questions.
Yes, and then it would have explained in the terms and conditions that would have been agreed to about the
No, ma'am.
about the gadget store. But so we do have the option, you know, since. It sounds like that wasn't something that you were realizing that you were getting. We're able to process a 50% refund on that charge and go ahead and cancel it so you aren't billed anything further.
Go ahead. Do what now?
We would be able to process a 50% refund on that charge as well as cancel it so you aren't billed anything further.
This is a scam, and I will pay nothing of that, and I will call and have it. I will contest this with my credit card company. Immediately, because I am not going to pay this. I did not see anything on there about this. The only thing that it told me was that if I answered all the questions to this survey, that I would then be able to pick one of the items off there at a reduced price. Nothing else.
All right, well, let me check and see if I can get anything further than the 50% for you. Just hang tight with me one moment here. All right, yep, I'm able to go ahead and refund that charge in full, so let me just get that process for you, and I'll have your cancellation confirmation number here in just a moment.
Okay.
Just bear with me one more moment here. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. Well, yeah, I'm the $7.45.
Great. Whenever you're ready, I've just got to give you your refund confirmation number, which is also a confirmation of your cancellation. That refund will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, just per your financial institution's refund processing time.
Okay.
And just let me know whenever you're ready for that.
Go ahead.
Great. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 2588. 64150. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sorry. I would have never done that. You know, I maybe was remiss in not going back and reading something that I should have read, but all I saw was that if I answered the questions to the survey, that I would, you know, then be able to pick something off that. And I thought, well, okay, I'll do that. And anyway, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, ma'am. That would be all. Thank you. Just, we didn't know what that was. I thought the $7.45 I recognized, but I did not recognize the $49.95. And we're, you know, it. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
That's all. Thank you.
Not a problem. Well, thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Well, your name, possibly?
My name is Lauren.
Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, Lauren, again.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You guys have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.